Today's message is The Proof of Desire by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
When you come to a revival like this, the word of the Lord will come to you and stir up things. The word of the Lord as it's being preached will stir you up. And God will say, you see, did you hear what they just said? That's for you right there. Come on now. It's like you see on those movies sometimes, you know, it's a big crowd and it looks like a spotlight just comes down on one person. And while you're there in the midst of that service, everybody's here. But it looks like that word is just dropping right down on you. And God's letting you know, listen, I know you. I see you. I love you. You're not in this by yourself. Yeah. No. Don't forget about what they said. I am with you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you finish this thing. You are not alone, glory to God, and it's going to be done if you're still willing to pursue. Zechariah said, the Lord sent me to tell you, you're going to finish it. Ezra, one of his other contemporaries, Ezra 5:16. Then came the same Sheshbazzar. Now, for the most part, theologians agree that Sheshbazzar was the Babylonian name for Zerubbabel. They're the same person. So now Ezra is speaking to Zerubbabel. He said, and laid the foundation of the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. Since that time until now hath it been in building, and yet it's not finished. I know it looked like it's taking a long time, but God said, in the fullness of time. You know, this. Two types of time that's mentioned in the Bible from the Greek word for time. One is chronos. Chronos is tick-tock. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Dong, dong, dong. Okay. Chronological time. But the other is kairos. Kairos is God's time. Kairos don't care nothing about chronos. That's why the Bible says that Jesus will come like a thief in the night. Because he don't care about chronos. See, we get caught up in, I only have so much time. This needs to happen. I don't have but so much time. And if it's not happening by this time. And God said, no, you didn't understand. You're operating outside of kairos. I operate in kairos. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. Born of a virgin. In the fullness of time. Meaning fullness of time. Time where it's pregnant with purpose, where he brings things together that is not just about you. Because while he's fixing you, he's fixing somebody else. While he's working on you, he's working on something else. And God got a way of bringing all this stuff together. Watch this. So that it doesn't end up being backlog. So that it doesn't end up being a traffic jam. You ever riding down the street, especially in the middle of the night, and you're riding down, you're like, couldn't they have programmed lights better than this? I mean, you go green here, as soon as you get there, now that would turn red. And you go there, every eighth of a mile, look like you're stopping, waiting for a light. God got a way of synchronizing that thing. That when he tell you to go, glory to God, there will be no red lights. There will be no, God said, I will cause it all to work together for good, and there will not be any hindrances, there will not be any blocks, because when it's my time, glory to God, nobody can stop it. When I open up a door, nobody can shut it. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, and yet it's not finished. But then he goes on, Ezra 6:14. He says, and the elders of the Jews built, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai. Glory to God. The reason why they were able to do it, because there was a word of God that came forth that empowered them. Notice it did not say they prospered because of the money from Haggai. You need to understand, your prosperity is in the word. Your prosperity is in hearing your man and woman of God. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. Somebody say, I'm about to prosper. He said, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Edo. And they built and finished it. They built and finished according to the command of God, according to the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia. And this house was finished. It was finished, but they had to keep pursuing, though it looked like there was long delay in progress. So Haggai says, told they're all contemporaries, all is working together. Haggai tells them, in Haggai 1, he says, verse 13, then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel. He stirred up his spirit because the man of God said, God's with you. See, you can just come here and think these are just words, or you can let this word stir you up. The man of God preached that I'm supposed to pursue. The woman of God said, it's my time to go forward. You got to let that thing stir you up. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant. And they came and did the work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. So when the word comes, we got to let the word stir us up to say, we're going to do this thing. We're going to build this thing. We're going to have what God wants us to have. We're going to do what God wants us to do. We're going to possess what God wants us to possess. We're going to go where God wants us to go. And then one of the most familiar ones that really pushed them forward was in Haggai, the second chapter, verse 4, as they're building. Because, see, sometimes when you go forward to pursue something, you get weary. He says, yet now be strong. Haggai 2 and 4, Zerubbabel saith the Lord. He says, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest, be strong, all ye people of the Lord, of the land, saith the Lord, and work. Look, somebody say, work. Glory to God. Work is not a bad word. That's a good four-letter word. And work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. God was saying the same power that brought you across the Red Sea, the same power that caused all the Egyptians to be drowned, is still with you today. Is still among you today. I have not weakened my power. I have not loosened my grip on you. It is the same spirit. For thus saith the Lord, it's a little while and I'm about to shake the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desire. Desire means the wealth of all nations shall come. Are y'all listening to me? God said, when I get ready to bless you, I'll bless you from unforeseen sources. I'll cause resources to come to you from across the waters, from across the seas, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. I will give you the wealth of nations. I will give you e-commerce and internet commerce. Glory to God. I will give you resources that you didn't come from your neighborhood, from somebody that didn't look like you, from somebody that didn't even like you. When I get finished shaking, everything I want to come to you got to be loose to you. Somebody say, shake them, Lord. Shake them. Shake them. Shake them. Shake them. There's shaking. I believe God's going to start shaking some people. God's about to start shaking some trees. God's about to shake some generation. God, get ready to shake some enemies. Are y'all hearing me? I told one of my relatives this week, I said, I know you play the lottery, don't you? She said, yeah. I said, I pray you hit. I said, I don't play. But when you play, remember me. Remember. Come on now. But me. Oh, Lord. Come on now. See, you don't know who God's going to use to bless you. And watch this. I didn't know that they played. They said, well, the truth is, I play every Wednesday and Saturday. I'm giving you all strategy now. Lord, I play every Wednesday and Saturday because those are the days of something. She said, and I always told my family that as soon as I hit, I'm giving a big chunk of the money to Herb's church. Everybody say, let it hit, Lord. I don't care who God got to shake. When God get ready to shake, he said, the wealth of the nation shall come. Glory to God. He said, and I will fill this house with glory. That's his corporate house, but I believe that can be your house too. You ought to walk around your little apartment and say, I call this house filled with the glory of God. I don't care if you live in a single wide or a double wide or one with no side. You ought to walk around there and say, I see the glory of the Lord all around my house. My house gonna receive and be filled with the glory of the Lord. Don't complain. Call for the glory. God said, now let me remind you of something, verse 8. Because the silver is mine. The gold is mine, saith the Lord. And the glory of this latter house. Stop looking back talking about during the Obama days. During the Kennedy days. During the days of the civil rights movement. No, stop looking back. God said, your best days are yet ahead of you. Y'all are hearing me here. Stop talking about the good old days, because the rest of your life will be the best of your life. And the rest of your year will be the best of your year. And the rest of your days will be the best of your day. Look at somebody, say, it's going to get better than this. Some of y'all ain't doing too bad, but I'm here to let you know it's still going to get better. God got more for you. The rest will be better. Hallelujah. The silver is mine. The gold is mine. The glory of this latter house will be greater than the former. And in this place, I'm going to give peace. I'm going to bring it all together. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing lacking. The third thing that can keep us from moving forward and pursuing is fear. As you go forward in 2018, you got to push past fear. Right now, I didn't even say conquer fear. I didn't even say get rid of fear. I say you got to push past it. Because when fear see you willing to push past it, fear will run from you. Hallelujah. God had great plans for his people, but he needed them to arise and to pursue, knowing that he was with them. Say it. Say, God is with me. Say it one more time. Say it like you really believe it this time. So you got to step towards your promise knowing God is with you. You got to step towards your promise despite your fears. So God tells Abraham in Genesis 13, he says, lift up your eyes. Look from the place where you are. I always get stuck there. Look from the place where you are. Stop looking around complaining about where you are and look from the place that you are. Look at where you are right now as just a position to get a view of where God's going to take you. Get on your tippy toes if you have to, but look, don't look around the place where you are. Don't look at the place that you are, but look from the place where you are. Look northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land that thou seest to thee will I give it. God cannot bless you beyond what you can see. I say, God cannot bless you beyond what you can see. In other words, through faith, you got to see it. See, before I knew better, I would say things like when I was at the Waffle House a couple weeks ago, where Pastor Moss was out of town. I was at the Waffle House, and I didn't remember I didn't hear the whole context, so I didn't get involved in the Kool-Aid, okay? But I heard one of the servers say, she said, even if I was a millionaire, I would never buy that. I didn't know what she was talking about. All I knew is that don't say what you would do, because you ain't a millionaire right now. Because once you a millionaire manifestation, you got some options that you don't have when you're a thousandaire. So right now, it would sound crazy for you to even be talking about it. I remember one time I went somewhere and I had never really, Raphael, years ago, we went to make this many years ago. We went to, and I took Raphael into Needless Markup, better known as Neiman Marcus. And I don't think Raphael had ever been in Neiman Marcus. I took him in, and he looked at the prices. I don't know if you remember this. He said, "My goodness, Pastor, why would anybody pay this much money for whatever we're looking at?" And I said, "Because they can." Don't say what you won't do when you can't do it. Because when you can, you're going to change your confession. So you got to see yourself. See, before I knew better, I used to say stuff. I don't know why anybody paid $50,000 for a car. A $10,000 car is just as good. It's different. It's different. I tell you, it's different. Now, you might get there. Okay, but now if your objective is just to get there, but see, there's some places I go, and I tell you, a few years ago, you know, I may go out the country this year because if my son's in Japan, it gives us an opportunity. We wanted to go to Asia. Now I got a reason to go, but now I could just get there. But when I went to Nigeria the first time in coach, for I don't know how many hours it was, with all my Nigerian brothers and sisters. In coach, I said, "Lord, if you ever deliver me, if you get me out, I make a vow to the Lord. I will never have to do this like this again." And back then I had heart issues that was causing problems. My leg, it could have been really bad. And so ever since then, I made a commitment to myself. When we fly overseas, I'm flying at least business class. Are y'all hearing me? You can get there, but sometimes there's more comfortable ways to get there. Can I tell you, God wants to comfort you. There's a scripture that says he will comfort you on every side. He don't just want you to get there. He wants you to be comfortable with the journey. Are y'all hearing me? Glory to God. Glory to God. So God says, look from the place where you are. Don't get limited where you are. Look from, and I'm going to make of thee. I'm going to make your seed as the dust of the earth. If any man can number the dust of the earth, then your seed shall be numbered. Then he's verse 17. He says, first look. Then he said, verse 17, arise, walk. Sound like pursue to me. Arise, walk through the land, through the length of it and the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Can I tell you, walking don't cost you anything. Y'all ain't hearing what I said. I said walking doesn't cost. Dreams are free. So you might as well dream big. They can't tax your dreams. You might as well dream big. If you're going to walk into someplace nice. And so for many of you, this year, that's going to mean taking a journey somewhere to another neighborhood, to a different car lot. Nothing wrong with, if that's where you are right now, to buy the bent up cans from Aldo. They tell me that that's what they have, right? Okay. Nothing wrong with that. Huh? Aldi. You see, I don't know, right? Okay. But even if you can't afford it, just go. Look someplace else. God wants you to see yourself at another level. Say, I see myself at another level. There's certain things I didn't even know existed until I had exposure to it. It blessed me so much. That Jimmy, a couple years ago, my wife and I, we were vacationing down in Miami Beach, in South Beach, or right along South Beach. And sometimes they have, you know, some poor indigent people walking along there. And so it was a nice, fine eating establishment. But they had some tables right along the sidewalk. And so the man said, "Listen, can you just give me some money to get something to eat?" I says, "Have a seat." He wasn't looking good. He wasn't smelling good. But he was outside. I said, have a seat. And he said, I said, sit down. And so my wife and I sat down. I told him, wait. I said, give him a menu. She looked. I said, he's with me. He gave him a menu. And he looked at that menu. And he looked back at us. So I can't remember. I ordered a filet mignon and lobster or whatever. And so he just listened to me. And so she said, sir, what do you want? He said, whatever he getting. Sometime, if you don't know, just copy what they're doing. Come on now. I love doing things like that. Because if I didn't get exposed to that kind of, I mean, there was a time that $100 for a meal. $100 one time would have fed my family for a week. But don't say where you won't go. Look from the place where you are and move forward to greater that God has for you. Stop limiting yourself by negative talk and negative people and small talk. Listen, talk big anyway. Told you, my mother Betty used to, she was just amazed by me. I would get to preaching and I'd get to hooping and God will bless you. And God bless you. Give me the best and ride the best. And oh Lord. And she would always have remarks. She said, my God, the way he preached, you think he owned the world and he don't have pot nor window. You couldn't tell about what you, way I preach. Come on now, because the word says it. If the word says it, I can stay what the word says. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, glory to God. Because when the fullness of time has come, God is going to move you to another level if you're willing to pursue. Let me start wrapping this up here. So God tells Moses, pursue. God says, Moses, in Exodus 3, he says, I heard the cries of my people. I've seen the afflictions of my people. Moses says, yes. He said, I've seen what Pharaoh's doing to my people. Moses says, yes. He said, and I've come down to help them. Moses said, yes, about time. And then God says to Moses in Exodus 3 and verse 10, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. And then Moses did the Scooby-Doo. Me? See, you're asking for something. You want deliverance. Have you ever thought God wants to use you to do it? The thing that bothers you the most, the thing that irritates you the most, the thing that upsets you the most and aggravates you. Have you ever thought that God wants you to do something about that? I woke up this morning and I cut the news on and I saw this story. I didn't see the whole story, but there's a young teenage girl who started an app called Come Sit With Me. And it's for middle schoolers and high schoolers who are ostracized at school. And there's an app that while they're at school, they can just get on and it says, come eat with me. And let them know who the other people are who are willing to welcome them. Now this app is going all around the country. They got come sit with me groups. Come on now. And now she was on TED Talk. She did a TED Talk on Come Sit With Me. Obviously, she talked about there was a time where I was bullied and somebody was making fun of me and I had no friend. So I started this app, Come Sit With Me. Come on, if you don't have some friend, go make some. Because many times what's bothering you, God wants you to do something about it. So God tells me, come now, I'm going to send you. Somebody say, Lord, send me. Glory to God. So they, God uses them. The children of Israel finally in the wilderness, thinking they're free. And Pharaoh changes his mind and said, what have I done? And he goes to pursue after them. And Moses goes before the Lord. First, Moses stands as a great leader should do and just talks in faith. In Exodus 14, 13, Moses said, people, fear not, stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord, which he'll show you today. For the Egyptians, I love the redundancy of this verse. For the Egyptian who you have seen today, you shall see them again, no more forever. You shall see them again, no more forever. Forever, no more again, you're going to see them. No more forever again. Forever again, no more. will you see the Egyptians. He said, verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. So he says, God is going to fight for you. Somebody say, God going to fight for me. Watch this. Some of you heard me teach this many times, but it does good to remind you this during revival. I submit to you, there was something else between verse 14 and 15. In 14, the last thing Moses says, the Lord going to fight for you. You should hold your peace. You want to do anything. Verse 15, and the Lord said to Moses, why cry thou after? Why cry thou unto me? I submit to you between verse 14 and 15. 14, Moses stands up and says, the Egyptian you see, you'll see no more again forever. God going to fight for you. Hold your peace. Next verse. Between there, Moses, God, what are we going to do? Oh, God, all these Egyptian followers. Oh, Jesus, what are we going to do?
Start your new year with a fresh word. Doctors Herbert and Marcia Bailey and their ministry guests, Dr. Jasmine Schoolark, will help you jumpstart your new year and stretch your faith in 2018. Order this powerful message today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for the 2018 New Year's Revival.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.